The following is a paid presentation. Advice and opinions expressed during the Sunday Sip are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.
Vince Vitrano here with John Neal at the Neal Group, and this is the Sunday Sip. John, really nice to see you again.
Same here, Vince.
Tax season. So I should have my W-2s by now, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, I kind of delegate some of that. Actually, I don't even delegate. My wife just takes care of it, so, and that's probably the smart thing in our house. We'll get into taxes here in a moment, but I wanted to start with this. Neal Group, you offer bookkeeping, tax services, accounting for both individuals and for businesses. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Yeah. We think of ourselves more of an advisory firm rather than just doing the books and saying, here you go, Vince, your bank account's off by 33 cents or whatever. So we try and work with especially businesses to get the processes and systems in place so that they can make more money, keep more money in their pocket rather than sending it to the government.
I bet you a lot of particularly businesses really appreciate that because they get a personal touch that they don't when, like you say, they just send their books out to somebody.
Yeah, that's right.
Tell me a little bit more about your approach, how you handle folks.
Well, we do take a very personal approach. Our team works with clients on an individual basis, so they aren't just a number or explain your business to me each year because I'm a new guy and I don't know anything about it.
It's a relationship. I bet you that's a word you use often.
Yeah.
Talking with John Neal of the Neal Group. I've also heard the phrase profit first CPA firm. What does that mean?
Profit first is I call it a way of life for businesses. Mm-hmm. It's based on a book that was published by Mike Mihalowicz back in 2015. And we joined the Profit First organization back then. There's probably about 100 to 150 CPA firms and accounting firms that practice the profit first concept. But it's a way of paying yourself first rather than, you know, now it's tax time. I do your tax return. I say, hey, Vince, you made $60,000. You go, where is it?
Yeah. Well, and I think for some small business owners in particular, right, you invest everything you got, your blood, sweat, and tears into the small business, but you don't make money until you sell your business. Well, that's no fun.
Right.
Right? So you actually help folks do their accounting in a way that they are taken care of through the life of their business.
Yes. As I say, Profit First lets you legally skim money off the top and put it in a profit account, and then you set aside money for taxes so you don't get in trouble with the IRS. And then what's left is what you can spend on operating the business.
And then at the end of it all, you still sell your business for a whole lot of money, right?
Yes, even more, even more because it's more profitable.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's the plan. All right, we are coming up on tax season. I know one of the things that you talk with folks a lot about is no stress from the IRS. So who gets a little bit worried around tax season outside of the rest of us who just, you know, get worried about getting our taxes done?
I can say everybody gets nervous around tax time, but a lot of people, they had something happen a few years ago and they didn't file their tax return. Whatever. I've run into cases where they had a daughter born with some severe medical problems, so they didn't file 1 year. And then the next year comes and they go, oh, I didn't file last year, so I don't know if I should file this year. Mm. And then it can snowball. Or they just don't want to file.
Okay.
For whatever reason. They're in a cash business. Well, the IRS doesn't care if you're in a cash business as long as you file
that,
the return.
Right? Yes. So what I'm hearing is there are folks who come to you who want to get correct with the federal government here. They want to pay their taxes. And you are coming to them and saying, look, you don't have to go to jail. There's
right.
a way around doing this, and let me help you.
Right. Right. We want you to sleep at night.
So how do you help them solve those problems? Are there different programs that you know about that one might not be able to find on their own?
Well, you can find them on your own, but they aren't always what they're cracked up to be. All these late night ads about, I settled with the IRS for, $10 when I owed them $1 million.
I wonder
that's,
about that.
That's not going to work all the time.
Okay. So folks come to you, and what do you do in terms of handling their taxes if they perhaps have not filed or they haven't filed correctly?
Yeah. Well, first of all, we listen. We don't make judgments.
You become an advocate for me if I come to you with this problem. Now you're on my team, right?
Right. Right.
And then how do you work through those different problems? I'm sure there are a lot of different things that can be wrong or have not been properly updated.
Yeah. Well, if you haven't filed returns, we look at the information. We can pull what are called transcripts from the IRS to see the W-2s that you threw away or never got or whatever, all the 1099s. And if you need to file returns, we file returns. Lots of times people miss out on refunds because they haven't filed for 4 or 5 years and you only have 3 years to get a refund. We had a guy, he lost tens of thousands of dollars because he never filed.
Yeah. Talking with John Neal of the Neal Group as we're here in tax season. So you're saying that sometimes folks come in worried that they're going to owe a whole bunch of money and they might actually get some money back.
Yes, that's true.
Well, good. Good reason to come see you. I should mention, too, and I really appreciate the help because through this tax season for weeks, we are going to, on WTMJ, have tax tips from you and from your team. We're going to do that each day here during tax season. Are there things that we can learn in a minute and a half, 2 minutes each day, every day?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Well, I guess you're just going to have to listen for that one. You want to give it up, right? So great to see you, John. Really appreciate it. And I hope it's a very busy but good tax season for you and for all your partners that you work with.
Thanks, Vince.
That's John Neal from the Neal Group. I'm Vince Vetrano, and this is the Sunday Sip.